trip into the Knoll Cave was fruitful. They have a magic fish hook that can catch fish, which they can eat. Which seems a lot like a regular fish hook. But, yeah, there's a chance that there's a fancy gold one, so I guess that's nice. Anywho, on to the next quest, which actually may level us up. Let's roll.
So as you're walking towards your destination, you notice that there's a giant fortress.
Giant fortress.
How did we miss that, guys?
What? Where the fuck did that come from?
Giant.
It's giant.
It's huge.
It's carved into the mountain, so you would have seen it from the other side. So, yeah, you see, it's well fortified. There's like a ton of people around it. They don't see you. I mean, you can go up to it and attempt to get into it, but I don't think that would be prudent at this juncture.
If you find a random, well fortified fortress in the middle of a snowy mountain in an unforgiving land, you probably don't walk up to it.
I would think that's prudent.
Rain walks up to it.
Oh my god!
Oh, Jesus fuck. Well,
Barry, sneaking as a bush.
Sneaking as a bush.
If someone sees a walking bush talking high pitched, asking to eat berries, they're gonna kill it.
But what if he moves like a couple inches every turn, just not enough for people to notice? Like,
so he's a green bush.
4 days to get up there.
He's a fucking green bush in a fucking snow area with nothing growing around it.
Green bushes still grow in the snow.
I mean, they do, because that's where you grew.
That's
initially.
Where I grew. I'm native to this area, you stupid idiot.
I mean, you were native to the area before the...
I'm native to this area.
Jesus fucking
Christ,
I just can't. I'm done.
You gave this to him.
Fucking done. Can't.
Let me
take
just
it away. Bush dies. The bushes
die.
Oh my god. You're dying.
I told you, he's after my characters.
all the berries turn into raisins and he's dead.
God, so sudden. I miss him already.
Marky Mark's back. I have no personality.
He didn't have any personality.
He didn't have time to develop a personality.
I don't think he was ever going to be honest.
Okay, that's rude.
He could have at least danced.
What's that?
He could have danced.
He can dance if he wants to.
He can dance if he wants to. Leave his world behind.
Can we mark where this,
your friends don't dance
where
and
this
don't dance
fortress is to like ask someone?
You can. You would know where this fortress is. You, I mean, he's even though he's a fucking weird bush, he's very intelligent, so he would remember.
Yeah. Do you know anything about this bush that your druid that raped you? Can you talk about it?
Let's talk about
that
your trauma.
Very direct.
I don't think the druid raped him, and I don't know how you would rape a bush.
He raped me of death.
I mean, you were very you don't really remember it because
he can do a history check, right?
He can do a history check,
A disadvantage because of trauma.
No, I thought you were just referring to his past. Like, I'm. Yeah.
He's from the area. Maybe he knows what giant fortress is.
What is it? What'd you get?
22.
Oh wow, you know what the fuck it is.
I know things.
I'm asking you.
I've been around.
Every time. It just makes me want to die. So you basically say, that's a...
Can you do it in his voice?
No, okay.
That's a thing.
This is the fortress of Zardok. Zardok Sunblight has two living sons. They're from Duergar clan. They're very powerful. I wouldn't...
No, Duergar.
They're very, very powerful, Duergar. I wouldn't go up there now, but that's probably something we're going to have to do eventually.
Why would we have to do it?
I just got that feeling.
Oh, okay.
Just got that feeling.
Alright. Why don't we attack it now? Just get it as well. Yeah.
Alright. This will be a quick...
We scream from 300 feet out.
This will be a quick adventure.
Shatter.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, these... he's like, I don't think we're powerful enough yet to do this. Maybe. I mean, we can try.
All right, Mr. Dow.
I'm okay with it if you
want. Stop talking for my character.
I gave you that character. I'll do whatever the fuck I want. Okay. You are walking. It's going to take you a little while to find the meteorite. So why don't you do a couple perception rolls? At the same time, I will roll to see if you have any encounters. If you roll, yeah, if you roll above a 15, then you find it. If not, it's another hour of searching.
Nope. Jesus Christ.
Nope.
Yes.
Yay. Jesus fuck.
Battle of the shit rollers.
So you start hearing.
I hear something
in your head.
Your dad never loved you.
You hear Nautiloid down. Emergency protocols enabled. Crew safe, but vessel in peril. Psi crystal needed. Come at once. Yeah, and it repeats over and over.
It's like we're on the island of Lost.
Smiter and Pius look at each other.
As they would.
Mm-hmm. Do you know something?
Do we hear something?
No, this is a good thing.
Do we hear something as the rest of us?
Yeah. You all hear it. Yeah. Everyone hears it.
Can we all understand the voice and
yes.
the message?
Okay. Because it's regardless of what language you would speak, it would say it in your own language.
Okay.
That's how these things work.
Mm.
What things?
These things.
What kind of things would work like that?
The things that work like that.
Sound logic.
I mean, the last person that heard things in his head went crazy. So, I don't know. The wizard.
The little yeah.
The wizard gnome guy.
It's a good hint. It's a good hint. If anyone else remembers, that's a good hint.
I wasn't here for that.
I mean, you were.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, because what was he? He had something, right?
The skull.
I mean, you could tell them you were there.
Yeah, we share that information with the rest of the group.
Oh my god!
One of our
where's
companions,
the skull?
Who was jammed into a barrel at the end of his life.
It was taken from him.
Can I have it?
Seems like history repeating itself.
I don't think. Do you still have it?
No. Remember the one guy took it.
Yeah. Okay.
Because he had it on him when he got. Stabbed through the face. And or a bunch of squirrels were killed.
We don't know if it was a bunch of squirrels or someone stabbed a gnome in the face. But
a lot of squirrels.
Regardless, there was a lot of blood.
It was a squirrel genocide.
So, as you trudge deeper into the mountainous valley, an eerie glow betrays the monstrous outline of something stupendous and ominous.
You're stupid.
It looked stupendous, not stupid. Stupid. It looks like a cephalopod with slimy, ropey tentacles as thick as tree trunks that has tried and failed to bury its immense bulk in the snow.
That's horrifying.
Look at all those ropes.
You also see two, I guess you would, I don't know if you would know what these are, so I'm just going to say two what looks like giant centipedes roaming the area.
Are they roaming together?
Yeah. Like, it, you can tell it's coordinated. I shouldn't say they're roaming together, but it's coordinated, patrol.
We should probably take those things out first, right?
I mean, do we want to go into this place?
Isn't this where we have to go?
No, okay. You don't have to. There's all other, you can, there's a black cabin, too, but you have to travel pretty far.
I see color. just
Uncle Tom's cabin.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh my god, I forgot, oh Jesus Christ, I did prep for this, but this is a lot. There's a lot here. There's a lot.
Like maybe we level up to 6 by the
end? You would definitely level up after this adventure. But, yeah.
But not Cliff, because he'll die. His character
he's left. Definitely going to die.
I just want a wizard.
Can I just have a high-level wizard?
It's all
I
want.
Never even got to a fireball.
If you get to level 5, that's actually like the turning point for most characters. That's when they stop dying
yeah.
so quick.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So,
how far away are these large centipedes from each other?
From you or from each other?
Like each other, because we can see them.
They're moving fairly quickly. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's... they're. I would say they're crossing each other's paths every, minute.
Okay.
And you Pius and Smiter would obviously know what this thing is.
Yes.
What is it?
And you can, this would be the time to tell people if you want to. You don't have to.
Yeah.
Tell us!
And, like, Smiter's looking at Pius, and Pius is like, I guess we can tell.
Why did he turn
like
into the berry?
I guess!
Okay! What is that?
Actually a bush.
And Smiter goes, This thing stole us from our world.
What?
Yeah. You know the big squid, you know the skull thing?
Yeah.
It looked like the same shape head as these things that stole us in this ship that flew in the sky. I mean,
is everyone like just fucking like,
so it was a ship?
Are you high?
Sky?
Yeah, so it took us. And then it
anally probed you.
It crashed and we ran away. And then
I think I played this video game.
But then we saw the skull, and we didn't know if it was all the way bad. And but it seems like these things are all pretty much always bad. The squid people. But we weren't certain of that, so we let the wizard, who we don't remember his name, touch it.
Whatever it was,
we forgot.
But yeah, so these guys are pretty.
So
if we go in there, it's gonna be a thing. I think
maybe we should come back when we're stronger.
The thing meaning that we're probably not powerful enough to.
I mean, we can't. We don't have that
smoke.
Information.
No, this is. I would say that this is probably where you are going to be able to either. Make it or break it. Let's put it that way.
Meaning we have other quests we can do, but they're not going to level us up.
Maybe.
I guess let's do it. I want to be a strong boy.
But they also might have cool shit in there, because their skull was magical, so. And it's a giant chip of technology.
Yep. There's some... Yeah. I'm not going to tell you what, but yeah.
Yes, please.
I was just thinking I spent $50 on that Hero Forge character. I would hate to and die.
Really hate to lose that guy.
I would honestly, my next one would be these because they're cool.
Oh, yeah.
For $13, not bad.
No.
All right, what do we, as a group, what do we want to do?
I think we go in.
All right.
I want to level up.
Well, pretend you didn't know that. Pretend you cared about your character.
I don't understand.
I mean, you know, the Warforged are concerned, but at the same time, like, their whole main goal is to find cool shit to build their god, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
they're willing
Rayan,
to move forward.
Rayan is curious, too, especially with maybe magical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think he would want. All right.
So, you're not going to be able to approach the thing without the two giant things seeing you regardless.
How big are they?
They're very big. They're very large. Like,
are they considered a large creature?
I will tell you.
Okay.
I mean, we can see them, so.
Well, I can see this. It doesn't mean it's large.
What?
But if it was far away,
you I thought you were looking. Don't point to my penis. It's not large.
So tiny.
Stop. Told you that in confidence.
No, you didn't. Told me that in
like
far.
Well, kind of confidence. It is considered a large monstrosity.
Well, I mean, so how far away are they from us?
They're I would say about 100 feet away. The ship is very large, so you could see it from a fair
yeah.
distance. By the way, the whole time, that fucking message is playing in your head over and over again.
Yeah.
And you're like, it's like fucking driving
you
crazy.
I have a feeling, as the player, that this is a bad idea.
Oh, well.
I think we gotta do it.
I think we attack the one.
I think we get smoked by the centipedes.
Well, first off, I think we should do it while they're the farthest away.
Yeah,
we
I agree.
See their patrol.
Because that gives us a round or two to do something.
Yeah. And presumably when the one gets attacked, the other one's probably gonna realize
start making its way to
with, at least
us.
Within a 10 rounds, it's gonna know.
Yeah.
Is this a large or huge?
Large.
Large.
Gray.
Bad boys.
Oh, wait.
No, no, flip them around.
Oh, you're going to put these on here?
Yeah, you can put the numbers in there. You can get rid of that sword, too.
You dumb bitch.
All right. We could probably at least make a... we could probably attack it from a distance.
From a distance.
You could do one round from a distance.
And then it's going to probably charge at us.
I would assume, yeah. One would assume.
Do I have any super... You have an Eldritch Blast can hit from super far.
120 feet.
Does anyone else have any?
Magic Missile.
From how far?
It's 120, right?
Smiter can chuck a javelin 120 feet.
Holy shit.
130 to 120 is the range.
What is he, a ballista?
Exactly. He's like, and then now he's a ballista.
He sticks it into his ass.
Yeah, and it just fires out of his mouth.
He's finally bleached.
Yes. Yeah.
Autobots, roll
perfectly
out.
Perfectly bleached.
Pristine asshole.
Do you have a bow or anything?
No, dude. I just have these like cleaving things.
Yeah, you're not. She is.
You may just
is,
want to stand in front of us and take the charge.
I
when
could
they
be
come at
a
us.
Warhammer and push people away.
Okay.
Actually, ready. That might be good.
All right, and then okay. I think we're. Should we roll initiative to see the order?
Do we get a surprise round?
Give me one.
Well, we want to get a surprise round with all these ranged attacks.
Can one
anyway.
Of us get a free?
One of us could.
So who's gonna? Is it Rayan that's gonna have the potentially most powerful hit?
Well, the magic missiles hit.
What is that? Aren't those 2d4s?
3d4 plus 3. At level
I'm
one.
A 1d10 plus 4.
I have a second one.
There you go.
I'll save it because we don't know what's. We still have the other one too.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, you can roll for initiative.
11.
Yeah, hold on to that.
11.
I said fucking hold on to it.
Not so heavy, Bobby.
12.
Nice. 20 for Smiter, 8 for Pius.
Pretty sure you guys were Cherry Coke Zero, not just regular Coke Zero.
I'm okay with Coke Zero. I like Cherry Coke Zero that much.
Cherry's a good diet.
Okay, so Smiter, what was yours, Barry?
11.
And Rayan?
12.
And Val?
He's praying for Rayan.
16.
Ooh.
So strong.
So we're about 100 feet away from it?
Yeah.
Do I want a beer?
Yes. I don't.
If you don't know if you do, you don't.
It's true.
That's fair.
I know I don't, so.
I think you need to take. Why didn't you said after that battle you would take
that
shot.
Oh, that's fair. I will. I will.
I think that'll help you get through the.
Take your shot, you pussy.
Oh my god.
Take All the right. shot and start pussing.
I'll take the shot and start pussing.
Start pussing. It's pussing time.
It's pussing.
Like a filter song.
Pussing time.
One last shot of alcohol and then I will start.
Have you had, are you doing the shot now?
Is it, what are you giving me?
I think, I do think you should do like a.
Or vodka?
Or maybe that, with the big red one.
Come on!
Ew. Just pour it down the drain, dude. 3/4 of a shot.
That's
no.
fair. I'll take it. I'll take it. It's fair.
Get over by the sink.
I think you should do that. The big red liquor. What's it called?
Big Bean.
Big Red.
No, the one that tastes like Big Red.
Oh,
cinnamon.
Ghost Lager.
Fire.
Oh, Fireball.
Fireball.
Yeah, you should do Fireball. Oh.
Fireball's not bad.
This might be the end. I don't know.
Dude,
yeah.
Props to you, man. That was fucking disgusting.
He's starting to like it.
No, he's not.
He loves it. Did you hear how husky is?
You know what? You know what it is? It's not the shot. It's
how
after the
you
shot.
Did
when you breathe out.
Yeah, no, that's the worst one. Don't
it's,
breathe.
Just stop breathing.
Again.
Just stop breathing. It's yeah. It's definitely
that, seriously. Just die.
Pretend that gay movie with the aliens. I can hear it real well.
Oh right. It's not gay.
Oh.
It is, though. It goes up the ass at the end.
Oh.
Wait, what's
Independence
that?
Independence Day.
Oh, no. He was talking about... The Quiet Place.
Oh, I've never seen The Quiet Place.
There's no gay in it at all.
There is now.
I can't watch people not talking for 2 hours.
They talk.
They actually do a really good job.
Yeah, it's a really, really well done movie. Yeah.
What was that one that came out on Netflix, that movie where you could say
Bird Box?
Bird Box.
That was stupid.
That's where they can't see anything.
I didn't watch it.
Oh, that's right.
They covered up their eyes.
Yes.
You should watch the pitch meeting on that because it's hilarious. So,
did they really have to not cover their eye? Couldn't they have, like, looked down? You know what I mean? Like... This is where their feet are going.
Maybe.
The premise is silly.
No, because if you see it, you think you kill yourself.
So it's going to pop up there.
Yeah. You see the things that you kill yourself. That's what happens. And then you have the crazy people that make you see them. And
what are these things?
Look at it. It's so pretty.
Have you seen the ads for the new movie? I think it's called Smile.
Yeah, Smile 2.
Yeah.
Smile was great, by the way. That was a very, very dark horror movie.
What was the one that you just watched that was dark even for you?
Terrifier 2.
You didn't see Terrifier 3 yet?
No, it's not out on streaming yet. I'm not gonna go to the theater to watch Terrifier 3 because I know the freaks that are gonna be there.
Oh my god!
No,
it's a bunch of children because it's unrated, so there's no rules around.
What?
That's gonna be it's not rated. They can rate it, like it's not. They're not gonna let kids in.
You know what kind
of
freaks
some of them are? I was reading an article. There's a problem because only certain states block unrated movies and other ones don't. So kids are going in to see Terrifier 3.
Jesus Christ.
What's our area?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Or what they're doing is they're apparently buying tickets for The Wild Robot and then
sneaking in.
Yeah. Classic.
It's,
classic.
I don't even understand how, like, that would damage you as a child. Like, if I watched that when I was, like, 11, if I watched The Terrifier when I was, like, 11, I would have been fucked up. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
More
would have been.
Yeah. Well, I mean, more fucked up.
What's another touching?
I mean, when I was 11, I was probably watching death videos on the internet.
Probably.
What? Yeah, well, that explains so much.
That explains a lot, yeah.
So much.
You're seeking them out, right? Mm-hmm.
Are you?
I mean, yeah. Cool. What was that one website?
Ogrish,
yeah.
Ogrish.
There's another one, too. Fuck. I forget.
I remember Ogrish.
But there was one where you had, like, motorcycle accidents, and the people's jaws were
That was...
Yeah, was that Ogrish?
Jesus
that,
Christ.
Ogrish had that, too, but there was also... Ogrish had a lot of... death videos. That's where
they had a picture. I still remember it vividly of a guy who had a one of those giant containers that they put on container ships had fallen on his head.
Ooh,
yeah.
Was he okay?
He was fine. He walked away.
Wow, good. Good for him.
Whew.
That's
why you wear the helmets.
I will never forget on Ogrish when I saw the a Russian soldier being decapitated with a spear. That stuck with me.
Was he okay?
He's fine.
Okay.
He walked away fine.
So, this Art the Clown, is that what the Terrifier
is? Yeah,
yeah.
It doesn't, it looks...
Oh, okay. Watch
it.
You should go watch it.
I won't watch it.
Go watch the Terrifier. Just watch the Terrifier, because that is the tamest of the Terrifier series, and it is still going to mess with you.
I mean, like, when I see the previews for Saw... I was like, no, I can't even.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
Just to pre salt.
It's just like the gore is too much.
But Terrifier 2 just looks like a stupid clown. I mean, I know he's horrible and I'm not going to watch
it. Oh, he's horrifying. They're considering him like the newest
it
horror guy. Mm-hmm. Like, he's going to be like the next Michael Myers.
They're going to combine them?
Yeah, it's going to be Art the Myers.
Wow.
What's this other website you're talking about?
Ogrish? It doesn't exist anymore.
It doesn't. Yeah, it's gone. Did
you
go to like Live Leak or something? It was something else.
Yeah. Live.
Live Leak.
Live Leak is the video one.
Hmm.
When you guys were younger, did you watch the Faces of Death videos?
Yeah. I saw that.
Those were rough.
I didn't like the one. I was fine with everything except when they did the puppy. That bothered me.
Don't
a lot.
Tell me anymore. Don't. I'm sorry.
I think
don't.
I saw the puppy.
I didn't. No, I didn't like it. I'm not going to say a word because I couldn't watch
remember
it.
Remember when I sent you the GIF? Of
I was
going to
fucking kill you.
It has a big steam. What's that called?
Steamroller.
Steamroller, and it's rolling down the street, and he's like, "No!" But it was a superimposed dog like sleeping. So then it like the steamroller goes by, and the dog's like floating above it. And he was super mad.
I was like, "Well, that's because fucking what's his name? Our boss." At Comcast,
yeah.
Sent me a pig getting decapitated with a chainsaw.
What?
Yeah. You Greg. Remember, what's his face? What?
Greg.
No,
Greg.
Not no.
Other Greg.
Greg,
Oh, he's still there.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
No, he's not. He's gone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But he sent me, like, he's like, hey, check this out. This is weird. That's all the email said. And I click on it, and I'm like, what the f-? I actually sent back WTF. Like, it was.
He thought that was okay to send.
I get. He was. There are no rules in that place. He was off. He was not a normal person.
No.
I find that.
You're
funny.
Right.
He was definitely not a normal person. I walked to his office, and I'm like, dude, I had been there like 4 days.
I can't believe that.
That's. I swear to God.
I mean, I'm sure it happened. I just.
It's.
What a conglomeration of fucked up people.
It was so fucked up. I was like, where am I, and what did I sign up for?
Hell.
And yes. Well, look, man, you met myself and Cliff.
It's true. I did meet. I met Bruce and Cliff there.
And
I'm the best.
Oh, and Dixie.
Yeah.
Did you say your name a second ago?
He did.
Oh, did I? Oh, no.
Play the
well, at least
tape.
You took the last
let's
one.
Let's make sure.
Okay.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
No.
I think I did.
Yeah, I was like, wait.
Yeah,
yeah,
I
think he did.
You gotta do a shot. God damn it, I'm so pissed off I did the.
Did he just finish it?
Motherfucker.
In the face.
Oh, man.
There's nothing that can be done these days.
I'm pretty sure I've had more Ray and Nephew than any human alive.
You can go suck a little gasoline.
Do you just want,
Mr. Uncle. Black?
No!
Yeah, I think
go fuck yourself.
It's just a coffee.
I think that...
whatever he...
I think that...
Everyone's saying
baby.
Real names.
I should be able to shit in your mouth.
No, that's
dude,
you just bleached.
it got ruined.
It got ruined.
Just when he ruined
it. I don't think
ruined.
Who?
Oh, no!
Oh,
two shots.
At least we said each other's names.
That's
poetic.
Oh yeah, that's a bad one. That's a good bad one.
What's that?
What is it?
Jose Cuervo.
Oh
my god.
Well,
that's not a good one.
And it's a brown one.
Oh.
Ew! It used to be clear.
I hate the brown ones.
I hate the brown liquids too.
He wasn't talking liquids. I don't think.
That's way more than a shot.
No, it doesn't.
Nah,
that's about it.
It's just a glass.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Does it say anything on it? What does it say?
Oh,
it says C.
C for what?
C for...
I don't know. Cock, probably.
That's his cock glass.
C is for cock.
That's his cock glass.
Here, I'll do
he rested it when he bought his TV.
So
cool. Put a couple ice cubes in it. Puts his cock in it.
Oh.
What's he doing? He's peeing.
He's peeing.
I hear his tinkling. We hear you tinkle.
It's because the door's slightly ajar.
Your door's ajar and you're tinkling. We can hear it.
Are the dogs out here?
They're on the ground.
So the door could be open?
Yeah.
That's also why there's fruit flies every fucking where.
I don't know. They come in on the
bananas. Okay. Retard.
There's nothing to do.
Why don't you have 50 tarantulas in your house?
Okay, that looks like a way big. No, that's a way bigger shot than what these dudes have.
No, it's not.
It's very deceiving.
It's just deceiving.
It's
the glass. It's the glass.
Yeah. Okay, ready?
What is it?
I don't know.
It's Cuervo. Right?
It's Jose Cuervo.
Gross. That's still not right.
Yeah.
Enough,
yeah. Gross.
Cheers.
Take it all.
Oh. Everyone having a good time?
Horrifying.
Yeah, I don't. I'm with you. That's pretty bad.
It's bad, but you can't compare it.
No, it's not comparable.
No.
Nothing's comparable.
You're like, ugh.
Nothing
not
compares.
You know, a little burn, whatever. It's like,
a little burn.
Not the gross, like,
yeah, the rest of my
sewage
day is
that
gross.
Comes out of your stomach.
It's hard
work.
To describe. It's like you drank something and it's got this really artificial plastic taste. That comes back, but with like tainted with ass. Like someone wiped their ass with a plastic bag and burned it, threw it in your mouth.
Sounds like my weekend with your mother.
Oh my god. Well, that's
yeah,
that's a rough weekend.
Eat it, baby.
I'm going to wipe my ass on this plastic bag, burn it, and throw it in your mouth.
Jesus Christ.
They're
going
to fuck like rabbits.
Yikes.
That's a sign
love. That's a tough fetish to find online. But you probably get it.
It's yours.
Small worlds.
What
do we How'd you even... How do you even broach that?
What gets
you
off?
You just gotta ask, man. Just gotta put it out there.
What gets you off? Well, I like to wipe my ass on a plastic bag, burn it, and throw it in a hooker's mouth.
That's hot. Doesn't have to be a hooker.
I mean, it could be any woman or man.
It could be your wife. Yeah.
It could be anybody. Anybody that wants that to happen.
It could be your partner. That's fine. Nothing says I love you like a burning.
We gotta name that. We gotta name that fetish.
Name that fetish.
What's the name of the fetish where you wipe your ass on a plastic bag, burn it, and put it in a hooker's mouth? Anyone?
Name that fetish.
No, thank you.
I call it the Iraqi parachute.
Okay, I'll give that a 4 out of 10.
I call it the flaming dog.
Okay, I'll give that 3 out of 10.
It's like the dog shit.
The dog, yeah, but that's paper. Come on.
Wait, I'm still working.
Ooh, I call it the Challenger.
Well, I like that. That's good. That right.
It's because the teacher is a piece of shit that burned alive.
That's not what I meant.
Oh my god!
I thought that's what you meant. What was her name?
The transatlantic garbage patch.
I like that.
The transatlantic garbage patch.
Kristen McCullough.
Was that what your name was?
Yeah.
But I feel like because you landed on fire, it's not that fire for some reason.
No, it's just as bad for the environment, though, right? Like burning plastic and then a huge thing of plastic out in the ocean.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, burning plastic sounds like something the Chinese would do. So what about, like, Chinese?
How about an Oklahoma cheese bag?
Ugh. Why is it cheese, though?
I don't know. It's kind of nice, though. You could spunk into it and then call it a cheese bag.
I mean, that's extra.
Yeah.
That is extra.
Keep the spunk for the sex.
No, that's for sexing.
Yeah.
That's after the trash bags in their mouth.
Look at
this little fucker trying to get into my beer.
Right, ready?
This is four.
No, we didn't come up with the name.
The Challenger, right?
Oh, yeah, okay, the Challenger. So, so that's...
It's an honor of those... That
of those that lost their lives.
In
honor of the tragedy, we are naming her after a sexual act.
Kind of tragedy.
Where someone wipes their egg.
What
do
people honor tragedies?
We should.
We are honoring it with this one.
Yeah, we are.
All right.
All right. Okay, initiative's rolled.
Challenger. Challenger disaster.
It's a disaster.
And then the next name is going to be the teacher's name. Full name as an episode title.
I think it's Terry something.
Terry Bowl?
Yeah, Terry Bowl.
I don't.
Terry Bowl!
Terry McCullough?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's something around that.
I got you.
We're too young for that.
Terry Schiavo.
Terry Schiavo.
They put her in a fucking rocket.
Man, both right. Krista McCullough?
That's what I said.
Chris McCullough.
That was my
first
name.
Oh,
maybe
you
could call it the Terry
Schiavo. I kind of like Terry
Schiavo. My brother-in-law worked at a place that I worked at. In
Barry
Schiavo?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Barry
Schiavo. And they had to, like...
Barry Schiavo.
He was getting phone calls and whatnot. Because
really?
People found out where, like, who he was.
Well,
what
the
hell
would he have to do with
it? Why would he get
phone
calls?
Dude,
sounds
like guilty by association.
If my sister was a vegetable and they were trying to... Take her out of her misery.
Yeah.
Then it's like, what are you gonna? Not my decision, right? Like,
bro, it's like, dude.
Yeah, not cool. That's not cool.
Yeah, it's really not cool.
Also, kill her.
Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, if you're
at that point, kill her, right?
That
kill me.
Cool.
I didn't like the way they killed her, though. But I mean, they
saddled
the pillow.
They first,
that's
they,
the
first they took, they took a plastic bag, wiped their ass.
Her face, yeah.
Yeah, they gave her the Challenger.
they gave Terry Schiavo the Challenger. Then it became known as the Terry Schiavo.
They put the bag in her mouth and then sat on her face till she died.
The axe previously known as the Challenger
is now known as the Terry Schiavo.
Took her 30 seconds
her
to
own.
Die, and then it became a teen TikTok challenge. We're going to do it to a friend. See if they can live past 30 seconds.
We can see Darwinism in effect.
Are you stronger than a vegetable?
Now, we know...
I love the Terry Schiavo.
You should be able to survive 30 seconds.
You should, yes.
If you die from someone sitting on your face for 30 seconds...
No, it's not the sitting on your face. It's a shit-filled plastic bag that's burnt,
yeah.
Thrown into your mouth,
still,
and then someone sits on your face.
30 seconds, you're going to die.
You're going to burn...
From that?
Yeah, but you're going to...
The
you're
fire's
gonna
go
up.
Out
it
in
all
your
depends
mouth.
On how much you struggle.
I don't know.
Right? That's
it sounds bad.
The oxygen
yeah.
in your
I'm
mouth.
Not saying you would die then, but you might die after.
I mean,
you
might want to
die.
Die.
You've had
Just take me off life support. You're not on life support.
Yeah, all right. Let's get back.
I'm sorry. We're not talking about the Terry Shop anymore. Right.
I'm going to attack the centipede.
Okay.
Well, we have the order.
Smiter is up first, so if he has any...
Does any one of us get a surprise ranged attack?
I said you can get one ranged attack.
Two.
Barry, you want to do it?
You get your magic missiles.
They all hit.
If you coordinate, you guys can say, because you have Eldritch Blast, he has magic missile.
Yeah, do we want to hit the same one to diminish?
But they're far away, so we're doing this.
So we'll I just threw them on.
At the point where we know the one would get closest, and we,
Okay.
So that
we time it perfectly.
Perfectly.
Yeah, so at the same time, I'm going to Eldritch Blast.
All right,
okay.
Roll your magic missile attacks there, Barry.
I'm just checking the...
Harry the fuck
up. Somebody want chips?
Did you put them on the board?
Yeah.
Okay.
I went for, let's just say green.
Is it, what's the...
Green one and two.
Green one and two, thank you.
So I'm just aiming for green one.
Okay.
14.
Yes.
Oh,
hit.
Okay.
That's large. They usually have more CC.
8 points of damage.
Okay.
Are you doing level two or?
Yeah. Okay. Four.
Were you sitting there waiting for me to drop chips?
11.
15.
15 points of damage?
Mm-hmm.
On which one?
One.
Okay.
All right, now it's the regular turn.
Okay, so it is. You're not. It's going to take you a little while to get up there. And
it's going to take us a little while to get up there.
Yeah, because you're like 100 feet away. So
no, I'm checking the gap. We're letting it come to us.
Oh, okay.
That's stupid.
Well, they're stupid, so they're gonna start running towards you.
Yeah. So both of them immediately they're both like think.
They're gonna dash.
Yeah.
To get so they're gonna get 60 feet from you.
But the other one's like 200 feet from us, right?
No, they're both about 100 feet. They were like circling.
Yeah, we waited for the other one to be farther away.
Okay, well, I'll go with that.
At least relatively far.
Not 200 feet. I would say probably like
400.
At least.
I would say another like 50 feet. So
okay.
We'll say that it takes him an extra turn to get to you.
All right, that's fine. All right, so he's gonna chuck his javelin. Actually, he's gonna use his bonus action. Actually, can I? I don't know if it's far enough.
Why do you keep wanting me to pet you, dog? That's your girlfriend over there.
Girlfriend.
Why don't you go see your girlfriend?
Hey.
That's enough.
Yeah, I can do it. I can move up and back again. So he cast Hex as a bonus action on it.
Okay.
Which...
It's a warlock spell.
Mm-hmm.
I have...
Hex
yeah,
Blade's
I know,
Curse
still.
Is a warlock spell.
So, and I deal an extra 1d6 necrotic damage whenever I hit it with an attack.
Okay.
If the target drops to 0 hit points before the spell ends, I can use a bonus action on a subsequent turn of yours to curse a new creature.
Is that one, is that, hold on, what was I going to say? Shit. Okay, never mind.
Have you been smoking my marijuana again?
No, I just had too much Ray and Nephew on my system.
Yeah. Impossible.
Not
okay.
All right, ready?
I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, that hits. So... 2d. Should I roll necrotic separately, or can I roll it with it?
Yeah, you can roll it together. It's fine.
Nice. 10 points of damage.
Okay.
Is it dead?
He doesn't look great.
Val's just gonna stand there. She doesn't have anything.
What?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I said I had the warhammer. I'd push at him.
It's 100 feet away.
It's 100 feet away.
It's,
we're not there.
There's nothing you can do.
So
he'll be here before you know.
He dashes. So he's 60. Now he's 40 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is 90 feet away.
So another 50 feet behind that one.
Right.
All right. It is Rayan's turn. Nice. We're on the board.
So it's what, 60 feet, 40 feet away from us? Is that what you said?
The one is 40, the one is 90.
I am also going to put Hex.
On the same one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No. I figure the faster we get one of them down.
I don't know.
I totally agree.
What did this thing do to you? It didn't even do anything yet. Jesus Christ, you're all mean.
Yeah, but why let it?
Cage guy.
Maybe you could talk to him.
Maybe we can.
Hey, shut up.
No, maybe we can.
Shut up.
I have speak with animals.
It's not an animal.
Oh, what is it then?
It's a fucking bug.
I would say you could, but its intelligence is one.
Ooh.
It's only slightly above Rand's.
The two of us, yeah.
You guys can really have a conversation.
I like rocks.
All right, so...
I hate rocks.
Eldritch Blast again.
Wait, so that... just remind me. You both have to remind me, because I'm not going to remember that both of them are on there.
No, that's okay. I'll tell you the damage. I mean, I think it only matters if we hit.
Yep.
Yeah, whenever you hit it. So I just did 23, which is a hit on that guy, for 7 points of force damage, plus...
Wait, does my hex apply to your attacks?
No.
No, my attack.
Oh, you have your own.
He
I
has,
have my own hex.
He's doing,
nice.
He's doing Hexblade Curse. Are you doing Hex or Hexblade Curse?
Hex.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not wasting
Hex.
So that was, seven force damage and then 4 necrotic damage.
Okay, so 11 points of damage.
Mm-hmm. Is it dead?
No.
Does it look bad?
Looks bad. Oh. Doesn't look good. It didn't look good to begin with. I mean, it looks... The closer it gets, it's like hairy and slimy and gross.
Come on.
Ew.
Looks like Uncle.
Uncle Rob?
Looks like it's getting softer by the minute.
Oh.
Got Barry.
Your turn? Yep.
It is right. Are you ready?
Yeah, I was waiting.
I'm just going to hit him with level 1 magic missile.
Okay.
2 and 3. 2, 3, 7, 10.
He's dead.
Nice. These things were not as scary as we thought they were.
They are much more intimidating looking than they are.
You're kind of a bitch.
Okay.
Yes, you may.
Okay, so... it is Pius's turn, and the one is 90 feet away.
I did nothing that far away. But he does have his light crossbow. I don't know the range for a light crossbow.
I can actually tell you that, because I have one. 8320. 320?
No, that does not sound right.
8320?
That's what it says. Range 80 foot/320.
So 80 foot without 80 foot regular at disadvantage. Anything over 80 is disadvantage. Sorry.
Yeah.
So
you can move up a little bit.
Yeah, I'm gonna move up, and then after I shoot, I'll move back 10.
Okay.
And then when he gets closer, I'm gonna move back again.
You have that much movement. Yeah.
Yeah. Right,
okay.
So. Does a 15 hit?
Yes.
7 points of damage.
Oh, that's a good hit from a light crossbow. I think you made that up.
Actually, no, that's right. 1d8. Just double checking.
I'm just kidding.
All right. Okay. Spider's going to chuck another javelin.
Why can't you just throw it?
14 hits.
Fuck. I wish I'd raised it. I'd raise the centipede to attack the other one.
I think you have
points of
read
damage.
That spell again. I think it's only humanoids.
Humanoids. Yeah, that would make sense.
10 more points of damage.
Okay.
And now Val stands there looking intimidating.
Otherwise you'd be raising fucking everything.
Everything.
I raised this dragon from the dead.
Mine now.
How far away are
we now? You're still...
Dracolich!
90 feet.
You're back to just standing there.
I got accident. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
So he's... He double dashes. Now he's 30 feet away.
Okay.
And now it's Rand's turn.
Yeah, Rand.
I'm going to move Hex to him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
As a bonus action.
Okay.
And then I'm going to Eldritch Blast again.
Okay.
That might be shocking. 21.
That's hit.
You're doing it.
For
creature.
7 points of force damage and 6 points of necrotic.
Return a dead creature
so
you touched alive.
So 13.
13. Yeah, there's got to be some guardrails on that, though.
There is.
there's many.
Everything that it does, coming back from the dead is an ordeal. The target takes -4 penalty to all attack rolls, save throws, and ability checks.
Okay.
What spell is this?
Raise dead.
Although, every time the target finishes a long rest, the penalty is reduced by 1 until it disappears. So if you can keep your little dead minion alive for 4 days, you can have a... undead dragon.
I think there are squirrels fucking out there.
Yeah, there's something going on.
Nature.
What's it called?
Nature.
Grand.
Yeah.
Nature's
I walked
the worst.
Outside my door at night to take the dog out to pee, and I saw three deer, and I swear to God, the one was like had its head under the other's crotch,
yeah,
and the one was fucking.
And I was like,
"Was deer three way?
It was a deer three way.
Oh my God,
it was crazy ass deer.
Were they high four? The other dude with the high deers high fiving?
See, this is why Cliff leaves his doors open. He's hoping nature comes in.
Come
just
on, baby.
Fucking.
A deer Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
Or you take
out
that outdoor.
Pig roast.
Outdoor couch.
You need a 500 GP diamond.
I did, yeah. There's a lot of things I need.
Yeah.
I need a fifth grade.
That's an Alabama stew.
Huh?
That's an Alabama stew.
I thought it was a spit something.
Spit roast.
Yes.
Yeah,
spit roast is
spit
roast. That's yeah.
I feel like Alabama stew. They gotta be cuffs.
Finger cuffs.
Yeah, you have to be related for the. Alabama
they also call them. They call that finger cuffs.
The Chinese finger cuffs.
Flying around right now.
I think it depends on the woman in the middle as to whether or not it's finger cuffs.
It could be finger cuffs.
I don't get finger cuffs.
Remember the Chinese.
It's holding on to you.
Yeah.
It's holding on to you.
Right, which is why it's up to the woman. You do your kegels because it feels like you do your kegels.
Wow.
I could get out of here if I wanted to. And I want to.
I mean, it's starting to hurt.
Yeah. You're trapping the blood in it. We're going to be like dogs stuck together.
Oh, God, not again.
Where's the suction from this end coming from?
Because no air can get in because the other side's plugged up, too.
Oh my God! Anyway,
Barry, it's your turn.
All right,
I just went.
What did you do?
Yeah, what did you do? Magic missile, right?
No, that was last turn.
I don't think you went. I think Ray,
that was last turn.
Last
I just talked a lot about how I wanted to raise the undead.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the raccoons fucking out there.
It's really distracting.
God,
can you control your nature, please?
I cannot.
Why does the one raccoon have giant tits?
I'm gonna do Ray of Frost.
It's the hottest raccoon I've ever seen.
So that's a ranged attack.
It's a ranged attack, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, roll on attack.
20.
Nice.
Yep, that's a hit.
And it's gonna take a 1d10.
Okay.
Ugh. 2.
Oh, I got him.
But it does lose
10 feet of movement.
10 feet of movement.
Okay.
Which won't matter. You can get those anyway.
Hi.
Okay, it is Pius's turn.
All of the dead.
Is that yours? That doesn't sound like yours.
Wait, yeah. There's one here.
That's stupid
like
face.
That's
tuna.
That's tuna out there?
Yeah.
If there's a fucking wolf out there, I'm leaving.
We got problems.
I'm just fucking driving home now.
All right, Penny.
Why wouldn't there be a wolf?
There's
out
no
there?
Wolf.
If the wolf kills your dog, we're still playing.
There's
no, all right?
There's no wolf. His dog's
eat.
Getting eaten by a wolf.
Oh my God.
You know, wolves don't bark.
Surprise, Cliff.
Okay.
There are wolves.
You know what I'm thinking? Hyenas.
Hyenas do
howl.
Have that stupid
they have that,
laugh.
Like, yip.
Yeah,
not a yip. It's like a laugh.
Sorry for being loud.
My cousin's dogs keep getting eaten by hyenas. They live in Arizona.
Ooh.
What
by
the
hyenas?
Fuck?
By hyenas?
By hyenas?
We have hyenas in the United
you
States.
You mean coyotes?
Yes.
Coyotes. Wow.
I was like, what?
Because they're fucking dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, if you have a hyena outside of your house, you're...
It's a problem.
It's a problem.
It's worse than a coyote.
Oh my God, so much worse. Have you ever seen a hyena? They're huge.
One moment, please.
Coyotes are much
they're
smaller.
In Africa. They're not
terrifying.
They're not in Arizona.
They are terrifying. They're like a little bit smaller than a lion.
So basically, if you see a hyena, it's like this is how it ends.
Yeah, you're done.
If you see one hyena, there's like 30 other ones nearby.
And that one, really? That one is just keeping your attention so the other ones can kill you.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're coming through the front
they
door.
Lions get fucked by them.
They also eat you ass first. That is true.
That's hot.
Wow.
That's
I mean,
why your
to be
mom's
to be because they know
mom's,
bleached.
His mom's nickname was
they
the
know the asshole is bleached and they're going in through the fresh end.
It's the cleanest part of the
yeah.
body.
No, that is common.
The
like
asshole.
The deer that die
the deer,
around
deer.
Here, they start at the ass.
No, stop it.
That's
because
it's easy to get in.
It's meaty.
Yeah.
No.
But that's yeah, they do they go through the ass first.
It wasn't saying these are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he totally missed.
Things.
Oh, my God. 2 points. Fucking, this roll.
Wait, does it have anything to do with smell?
No.
What? This is the most useless fucking bonus this thing has. A carrion crawler has advantage on wisdom checks that rely on smell. Like, so if there's a big pile of shit that it wants to want to step in, it's going to get advantage on checking for that.
Maybe you roll stealth against the smell, though. Maybe it can smell a group trying to stealth past.
I'm going to have a nightmare about hiding.
I don't think so.
All right, well, that's a stretch, but...
I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
We covered ourselves in shit for nothing.
Not for nothing.
I mean, that's horrifying.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's what...
What is it?
Souls are based on.
They're
not cool.
And
at all.
Look at how much they weigh. I think they're like 200 or 300 pounds. They're big.
Have you never seen a hyena before?
I don't think so. I think I thought my whole life the hyenas were coyotes.
No.
Well, they're very different.
You need to watch the Discovery Channel in the 90s. They were on there.
A lot of and coyotes, they can be dangerous, but they're usually about the size of a dog, not even a big dog.
Coyotes.
Yeah, they're
coyotes.
Not going after you unless they really are
right.
Desperate.
And wolves are much larger. We actually had this discussion before because he's like, "Are wolves a small creature?"
We did have this discussion.
No.
I was like, "They're like the size of Zoe," and you're like, "No, they're not."
No, they're not. Oh, what is going on with you? I didn't like that.
What?
Touch it.
She was like,
"She's real awkward." That's just her.
All right, spider.
Yes.
Throw another javelin.
Okay.
Hits.
Okay.
4 points of damage.
All right.
All right, Val. You can run up and get it.
Yeah, you have.
Get it.
You have time. You can.
Get
you have a movement now.
Get it, Poppy.
Weird.
Nice.
All right, you're done. I'm done with you.
She misses.
Oh, damn, I thought that was.
And now it's right next to her.
Yeah, so it's gonna attack her, obviously.
Yeah,
obviously.
What are you gonna do?
Wait, what's right next to her? The centipede.
Yeah, she moved up to it.
So does a 24 hit.
Yes.
Okay.
Adult females are more likely to initiate fights than adult males.
It's true for every.
I was
every
gonna say.
Does a 23 hit?
Stop saying things.
I mean, you got the black widow that kills its mate. You got the grasshopper that kills its mate. Yeah, those are all women.
Do.
I don't think
mate.
You can blame them.
No, I mean, again, I'm just saying there's a pattern.
Yeah.
All right. So, can you roll a Constitution saving throw, please?
Maybe you shouldn't have run into it.
What'd you get?
Four.
All right, you are poisoned and paralyzed for a minute.
So we're gonna go ahead and take that one away from you.
You can at the end of at the end of each
leather.
Turn. You can roll, but you took
four.
You can give her a fresh one.
Four and.
What am I taking up the ass?
You took 12 points of damage, and you're paralyzed and. For a minute.
Right. 12 points of ass damage.
12 points of
it goes for the ass
first.
For ass first.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's fighting for. Alright. All right, now,
Rain.
It is Rain's turn.
Was
that was for Tim!
Okay, so we'll do Eldritch Blast. Light shot.
Nice.
Nat
20. Alright. Double damage.
Is it, do you roll double dice?
Yeah. Well,
you don't roll two dice.
Double,
you just roll your regular dice and double it.
Double it.
And then I
dude.
Nice.
So
it's
24.
He's dead.
Hold on.
He's dead.
People are going to want my berries.
26 points total damage.
He's fucking dead.
Yeah.
Like, super dead.
That's
well,
your
you
master
add your modifier. Oh, wait, you did it.
He's
did.
Dead.
Once.
He's dead. You don't have to add anything.
26 points
oh
of damage.
God. Okay, all right. He's dead.
We walk up the mound. I say, I think she's dead. We should bury her.
You start burying her?
Start digging a hole.
Just leave it alone.
You can't talk.
It's just a flesh wound.
We start digging a hole as fast as we can.
You're like,
don't bury me.
You want to bury?
Yeah.
Everyone. The only person that's even somewhat normal is the corpse raper over here.
She's normal.
She's normal, but I don't even know why she would go with this fucking group. There's two weird
to disappoint her father.
Metal people.
That is true. Probably to disappoint her father.
Friday night.
Her mom died. She has
clips of fucking bush.
You can't tell me what to do, Dad. I'm old enough.
John Stahl's gonna ask her out for a date. You
I'm old
enough
to get anally bleached.
Oh my god.
You don't know, Dad. I'm a real boy.
I'm getting a tramp stamp. You can't stop me.
Why just happen? Just what happens?
Just a. I love him, Daddy.
I'm a real boy.
I got 8 berries. Who wants a berry?
Give her
a
couple.
You're good now. It's only a minute.
Oh, okay.
We stopped digging the hole.
Did you not get
hit? We stopped digging the hole.
You didn't get hit?
I did. I'm down to
40. She's like,
"What's
your max?"
Why are you guys digging a hole?
Why do you get two berries?
Why? Thanks. Can you not bury a hole for my corpse again unless you're sure that I'm dead? That's ridiculous. What am I doing?
Ray rolls down his shovel. He's like, I don't understand what we're doing. Are we digging a hole or not?
Five. You want more?
This is bullshit.
I thought I was going to get to rape a corpse.
Yeah. More berries or more rolling?
I thought I got
yes.
to wear another
human. Why do we all talk like Barry?
Yeah, because Barry has got
it's
an infectious voice.
It's just like Len.
Yeah, I think... I think for a second
you
mixed
you're up to 50.
You mixed Pius and Glenn up for a second.
I still have four berries if anyone's interested.
Okay. So
I sacrificed this bush to hell.
No, you do not.
You're lucky you killed it because it was gonna drag you into the Nautiloid.
Oh my god.
Huh?
Oh my god.
Is that the ship thing? Nautiloid?
That's the ship, yeah.
Looks like a Nautiloid.
It does
like a
nut-aloid. You know,
do any of us know what a nautiloid is?
It's the thing.
We would see it. We would see a nautiloid. We wouldn't know what a nautiloid
it
is.
It says nautiloid on the side of it.
Looks like a giant shell.
Yeah, it looks like, yeah, like an
anemone. Right, I know it from BG3, but like, would we know it as characters?
Yeah, we've seen shells.
Yeah, it's a shell. It looks like a shell.
No, because a giant shell.
It looks like a giant...
Okay, would we like know the significance
maybe not the bush.
Is
it like the
a
bush
giant
might not
conch?
Seem secret.
It's like a giant conch with... It looks like a... Yeah, it basically looks like a giant conch with a squid out coming out of it.
Oh, in the beginning of BG3.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you would know that this isn't normal for a big shell like this with a squid coming out of it that's gigantic.
Well, especially because we told them that it kidnapped us. From a different world.
They did. You did. So they knew what it was, so they informed the rest of you.
Weird.
Okay.
And it might have those squid people in it.
I don't
want to. We're pretty sure
they're
not good now.